News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
HSE, staying with medical matters. Their national clinical lead on addiction, Professor Eamon Keenan, has warned about an influx of synthetic cannabis causing more individuals to present with significant mental health issues. Joanna Ivers, Professor of Addiction at the School of Medicine at Trinity College Dublin, is with us. Joanna, what is synthetic cannabis?
Well, it is a man-made cannabis. So most people would be used to the cannabis plant and things like hemp and CBD, and they're all naturally occurring things. This is when we take either the plant and we modify it, so it is interfered with and modified, or it is completely mimicked in a lab. So it is man-made in a sense.
And does it mean then that the psychoactive ingredients within it are stronger and more damaging?
Oh, absolutely. We know that they can be anywhere up to, 100 times more potent. So there's a very good analogy to think about. If we think about cannabis, it has a kind of dimmer effect. So it will give you a high. And then after a point, it gets as high as it gets. But with synthetic cannabinoids, they just keep going. So it's akin to looking at the difference between a dimmer light and a floodlight. And the other thing to know, Anton, is it doesn't have a ceiling effect. So lots of drugs that are natural will run their course and have a peak high. These drugs tend to just keep on running. And so there you've got a greater risk of things like fatal overdose and lots of then other potential harms, both psychological and physical.
Those potential harms, particularly the psychological and psychiatric impact, give us a sense of what people present with.
So what we see, and again, the cases are modest but quite severe. So, and again, we're starting to see this because it is a newer kind of issue, but you're looking at the more severe end of not just anxiety, but drug-induced psychosis, which is incredibly severe and life-altering, not just for the person, but for their family, and can have long enduring effects.
And that doesn't mean just a single psychotic break. That can mean a chronic psychotic recurring problem.
Yes, depending on how the person presents and how early they get treatment and all of those complicating factors. And again, then we have to think about our system and how the system is set up to respond, to the complexity of the cases. And the capacity is really questionable at the moment. Our addiction and mental health services are on their knees. So we are now seeing things like this compounding that issue.
And to what extent, Joanna, do people believe that cannabis, even be it synthetic, is a less dangerous drug than things like methamphetamine or like a cocaine, and therefore don't think they are running any risk?
I think there's a couple of things. I think because we think, and you often hear people say things like, plant-based drugs. So people have this notion that if it's natural, then it's good. But then we have this system where we're interfering with that and we're taking out properties that are there to balance that out. So you've got that issue. And then we do have the issue that some of these substances were being sold on the high street. So people get this false sense of security from things like that. And it was a definite case of us not, the legislation and the way that we were dealing with it was behind the system. So So I think people are lulled into a false sense of security, and they also associate them with properties that they think are either still there or are not as modified as they are when we see them in terms of NPS.
Joanna, thank you very much. That's Joanna Ivers, who is Professor of Addiction at School of Medicine in Trinity College.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.